Podcast this week is brought to you by Bloke and a Bar Beer.
Klutzy, I have been abstaining from blokes for a little bit too long.
Oh, dude.
And it's all coming to a head.
Oh, dude. I know exactly what you were talking about.
This Saturday, obviously, Josh and I will be taking part in the Podcast Royale. In preparation for the fight, I've given up the one thing that means most to me in life, and that is Bloke and a Bar Beer. And there's one thing that I'll be doing as soon as that bell goes in the final round.
Yeah, you can be rest assured that we will be fucking smashing so many blokes down our throats come Saturday night.
Yeah, and probably Sunday.
And Sunday.
Maybe even Monday.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going on a bender.
Yeah, we might go on a bender. Yeah,
we might go on a bender.
Maybe we should record a few eps, get ahead, and just go on a bender.
Yeah, fuck. I think we deserve it.
Yeah, I think we deserve it as well. And I think if you're listening to this, you deserve it.
Yeah, fucking oath. You deserve to go on a bender with blokes down your throat with Bloke and a Bar Beer.
That's
so
it.
Make sure you head to bloke.shop.
Blokeandabar.com.
Blokeandabar.com, sorry. You can also go to bloke.shop. They probably got some merch there too.
They do.
But go to bloke.com. Go to the store locator and put in your postcode to find where your nearest stockist is.
Get some Bloke. You deserve it.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Klutzy and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK,
okay.
Which stands for Boost Week.
Basically. Lovely.
BBB Boost Week. So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000
of worth. Yeah, okay. So we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You get 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Beers. Bloody Brilliant Beers. On the piss.
And welcome back to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast brought to you by Balubet.
That's Klutz. I'm Dars. We are the Bloody Brilliant Beers. We started out reviewing craft beers on Facebook. And now we bring you the conversations that you'd more than likely hear from the front bar at your local. And where are we today, Klutzy?
Mate, we're back at the Caxton Hotel. It's great to be here. It's a beautiful blue sunny day in Brisbane.
Fucking
today.
Oath. It's actually
That's
turning it
so
on.
So good.
Back at the Caxton, where we love to be. And this is our On The Piss podcast, where basically we just have a beer and chat shit. The least scat on the piss podcast we've done in a long while.
Yeah, fucking oath.
I'm feeling pretty much back to 100%. How about
I'm still fucked.
Like a bit sick, but do you feel mentally back?
Yeah, no, mentally I'm back, but I've been battling some cold and flu demons the last few days. I think I'm on the back end of it. It has been sort of fucked, though.
Do you reckon it could be the spicy cough? I'm springing this on you right now.
100%, I reckon it could have been.
Because I've just had it. Because I'm thinking, the whole time, I was like, how the fuck did I not get this sickness?
Yeah, you've just had
it. But I've just had it.
Yeah.
So I've just realised that then. Because
I may or may not have avoided biosecurity at San Fran International when we got there, like the play.
Oh, so did I, though. I remember that. Yeah, like, do you want to do this one? Probably not.
But yeah, my
I don't think you need to now, though.
Like, you don't need to, but they were trying to get us over and I just put my head down and kept going because I knew I was cruel.
Rather not know.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I reckon there's a legitimate possibility.
Yeah.
Because it's been fucking flying around.
I know Lukey, we're talking to him. I was talking to him today. He's been crook ass as well. We spent a fair bit of time with him.
Fuck.
And like, I didn't get it. We shared a room everywhere we went. So like, anyway, that's not the point of this podcast. The point of this podcast is to let you know that The combined experience shirts are on sale right
now. Yes, they are.
BloodyBeast.shop.
That's it. Make sure you go and get it. Thanks to everyone who's already copped one. We've actually sold a fuck ton so far. Yep. So if you want to get in there as well, make sure you get around and do your pre-order. I believe they close on Friday, yep, 6 p.m. Brisbane time.
Yep. Some of the grad shirts, I was going to say God ever put breath into, but there's no breath in them. We can assure you that. But yeah, they are the BBB Frothies membership for 2024. Yep. Nice little illustration on the back, as we do, everyone's going to say every year, but it's only our second one, but you get the picture. It's sort of a recap of last year. It's a great shirt.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Dream big, fart loud, great message.
It is. We've spread that message internationally as well.
Yeah, we have.
Plenty of people have seen it.
Plenty of them going overseas as well. I've been looking at the orders. It's good to see that message continue to be spread
fucking
over
oath
in the States. Maybe if you're listening to this and you have bought a shirt or planning on buying a shirt, when you get it, put it on and just send us a video of you just farting as loud as you can in public.
Yes.
We really appreciate that. We can montage them all together. That'd be great.
That'd be so good.
But yeah, time's running out, Friday, 6 p.m. So make sure you get your hands on them. Klutzy, should we wrap up the back end of our trip?
Yeah, I think we should. We left you guys.
When would we have recorded that?
We did.
The last day in San Fran.
Yeah, we did one the day before we left San Fran.
Yep. Before we went to the prison. Alcatraz.
I think so, yeah. So what was that? Sports show maybe? I don't know. Whatever it was, we were fucked.
We were fucked.
Essentially, we got back to San Francisco and had one night there and then had a fair amount of hours the next day in San Fran. So we did something that we failed three times at doing in our previous trip to San Fran, and that was go to Alcatraz.
And that was probably number two on the list of things we wanted to do. Like, I'd say hockey was probably the number one.
Yep.
And then Alcatraz.
And then Alcatraz was number two. And we just fumbled it multiple times.
Just ended up getting on the piss instead.
Yeah.
Because it was sold out. It was actually sold out when we got there for day trips. We're like, oh, we'll come back and do a night trip. And then we went and had beers and we came back and the guy's like, well, now the night trip's sold out. We're like, fuck, thanks.
Thanks, compadre.
But we did make it back the last day.
But it was fucking awesome. The boat ride over was good. Decent weather. There's a little bit of spitting and shit. But we've always heard about how the escape from Alcatraz and are they alive and are they not? And I was like, surely, like, you just fucking stay afloat or something. Like, it didn't look too rough out there. But once you actually got the middle, that
I thought you were going to stick with that. I was like,
moving.
Some of the most hectic currents I've ever seen.
Dude, the seagulls are just sitting there being taken away.
And there's boats like not moving.
Yeah.
Like looking like they're on a treadmill.
Not just like your usual regular run of the mill tinny, but like an actual fucking ferry.
Yeah, like a city cat. Not with a Brisbane Bandits wrapper on it.
Though. No. But they were struggling immensely just to get through the currents. It was fucking crazy, actually.
It was crazy, yeah.
But Alcatraz was so cool.
It was
so
sick.
Old, great history.
I've never seen Klutzy get more excited, actually, throughout the whole trip, as he did when he saw a sea lion.
Oh, yeah. What was that? That was the night.
That was the night before, maybe? Yeah, we went on that walk.
The night before we went on a walk, and I thought that it was... I thought that it might have been the boats and like, the actual piers creaking, moving up and down creaking. But in my heart, I really knew it was a sea lion.
Yeah, we heard a sea lion.
And so I just went sprinting over and then I said, oh, and it responded. So I just stood there for probably 5 minutes.
It was like 11 o'clock on a Monday night.
Just kept making sounds like that.
There's no one around.
Yeah, it was so fucked.
Except for that one lady trying to sell us those fucking food poison hot dogs that were just
That's a scat thing over there, hey?
Yeah.
The food street vendors.
Yeah.
They've got like all these like...
They're like little portable, but it's almost like a Bunnings barbecue operation.
Yeah, it's like a portable,
but small.
They've got like a little gas bottle and shit and like a portable hot plate and they're just selling hot dogs there.
I'm also pretty sure there was one selling margaritas. There was no sign that said margaritas and no alcohol on the table.
Yeah.
But from what I was picking up.
But the thing for me was that like, I had no idea how much they were either.
Neither.
Because the people could not speak a lick of English.
Yeah.
And so... There was one point, I think I was like, how much? And they just went, hot dog? I was like, fuck.
Get me out of here.
This is too much for me to process.
I want
to
talk about some head noise I actually had that night. Obviously, we got into San Fran, on the Monday. We left Vegas early in the morning and finally got to bed that night. And I had, I think, one of the worst experiences with the grog horrors that I've ever had in my entire life. And I can't remember if I told you this or not, but We had the place we stayed in San Fran. Clutzy had the bed, and I had like the fold out couch. So I'm asleep in the lounge room, and I was having this dream that a dog had gotten into our room. And you know when you're like having a dream, but you know that it's not a dream.
Yeah.
Sorry, you know it is a dream.
Yeah, you know it is a dream. Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, fucking ignore it. Try to get some proper sleep. Like, there's obviously not a fucking dog in the room. We're staying in a building that you can only access this room via a lift. So I doubt this dog's smart enough to press level 5 and then scan his way in.
Yeah.
Trying to justify to myself, there's no way it could be a dog. Next thing, dog's up on the bed with me. So heart's fucking pounding.
Oh my God.
I'm like, holy fuck, it's not a real dog. Don't worry. Then the dog licks me on the elbow, and I swear on my life, I felt it. And I jumped out of the bed and was like drenched in sweat. This is at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And so I was like, this is so,
that is so fucked up.
I need to not have a beer for a little while.
Yeah, no, that is so fucked.
Which lasted about 10 hours till we got to the airport the next day.
Yeah, yeah, it was lovely. That was very scat dream.
Yeah, one of the worst I've had.
Cover off some more stuff from the older Alcatraz.
Yep.
There was a school group that was there as well.
Yep.
Which were incredibly fucking annoying.
Yeah, very annoying.
American school kids are so much more annoying than Australian school kids.
They love getting photos with the American flag.
Oh my God, yes, Darcy.
Don't hate it because it's like patriotism or whatever, but yeah, it's also like a bit much.
But it's fucked when like these little shits are running around just being absolute fuckwits.
Yep.
And then they got parents helping on the trip with the teachers and stuff. Like, okay, Johnny, come over here. We got to get a picture with the flag.
Dude, the worst were those two.
Pull your fucking kid in line and then go get a fucking photo with the flag.
Yeah, the worst was those two. We did like that tour with the guy. Like we're walking around and his dad's just standing there listening to the guy talk and the two kids are like fucking yelling
I wanted to punt them over the side.
Can you just shut your kids up before someone else has to? Like the dad was pretending they weren't there. I was like, all good for you, bro, but the rest of us still got to deal with your fucking
kids. Like, and like the guides were so good. Everything was like, you pay for a ticket over and then everything's fucking free.
Yeah.
It was so good. We need to incorporate that over here.
But imagine if we took a photo with the Australian flag every time we walked past it. Like, it would just be weird.
Dude, it'd be so far. Also, the flag is everywhere.
Yeah, it is everywhere.
Like, it's everywhere. It's, dare I say it, is the chicken man of the American society.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. But like,
very niche reference.
Very, very niche reference. But a reference that everyone needs to know.
A reference no less.
Yeah, it was so, like, every fucking boat, American flag.
Yep.
Like, a lot of buildings, American flags. The homeless people stopping to salute the flag.
Yeah.
Now, like, homelessness is a massive issue over there. It's also a big issue over here. But like, fuck me. People showing patriotism for a country that has basically turned their back on them is... That's brainwashing, baby. It's fucked, bro.
Yeah.
Now, no offense to any of our American listeners out there, but it is so fucked to see how there's just all these fucking homeless people walking along.
Yeah.
And they just love the fuck out of their country still. Yeah.
Good on them, I guess.
Good on them. Good on them. But fucking get them off the streets and give them a house, please.
Yeah, exactly right.
But yeah, it was... Alcatraz is fucking cool. I really enjoyed the audio tour.
Do some research on it if you've never heard of it. I knew what it was, but I didn't realize it was like a desert. I don't know if desert island's the right thing, but like no water supply there. Like they bring everything in. The other cool thing I found out on the tour was that none of the plants there were native. They were all brought in. So they had a massive eucalyptus tree.
Yeah, the
Australia.
Eucalyptus tree was standing tall and proud.
Fucking oath it was.
Got a photo of that.
Yep, so did I.
That was my American flag.
Yeah. Saluted on the way past.
Fucking oath.
No drop bears in there, unfortunately.
Nah, have a chew on it and go to sleep. But it was pretty cool seeing like where the guys actually like dug out.
Yeah, they had all the props from the movie they filmed like in there still, which was cool. Sort of, I guess, painted the picture of what the escape would have been.
But it was.
You know what my favorite part about it was, like, Americans obviously love their like military and like, you know, how good their service is and blah, 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 blah. And like that. Like, it almost seemed like the guy that was giving our tour failed to even allow you to think of the possibility that the people who escaped may have survived.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, they got out, but we've done testing. Dead. Like, they're definitely dead. We never found them or any of their boat or anything, but definitely dead.
Yeah.
Strong current, sharks. Like, he went on and on and on. And
to
like,
me.
So, you didn't find anything, but they're definitely dead. He's like, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
To me, like, even with, like, because they made a raft out of, what they do? They, like.
Yeah, it was out of.
It was out of rubber raincoats and shit.
Yeah,
and then they puffed them up to float.
Yeah.
which is quite impressive when you think about it. I know Mythbusters have done shit on it and whatnot, but the fact that there's no evidence of that.
Yeah, like that's what I mean. There's nothing to say they died.
Yeah, exactly.
But they definitely died.
But they definitely died. They definitely died. So fucked. Also, like, America sounded fucked back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, with all the gangsters and shit, they were saying how, like, back in the day, you used to not be able to say where prisoners were being transported because if word got around, people would just hit it and take their mob bosses and get them off trains and buses and stuff. And people used to monitor irregular train transports.
Yeah.
And it was something like there was word that there was going to be 43 or 53 prisoners going to Alcatraz, but they weren't sure where from.
Yeah.
Came from Atlanta, and all the press was waiting at Oakland for them. But then they went to this other town or something and literally pushed the fucking carts onto a barge.
Yep.
So that they never ever touched ground between Atlanta and Alcatraz.
Prisoners got on the train and then the train got pushed onto a barge and got offloaded at Alcatraz, which is wild.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
And all the bloke did was tax evasion. Imagine that.
We've all been there.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck, I've forgotten to...
There's plenty of receipts I didn't keep.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of receipts I didn't keep. And there's... Fuck, I forgot to put it in 1 year, so I got two in 1 year. Is that tax evasion?
I don't think so. Same sort of thing,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but fuck, what happens if this bloke just forgot to lodge his fucking tax file number and there. Shit?
Well, that's what we pay accountants for.
Yeah, right? Fucking oath. Shout out to Matto. please don't make me like Al Capone. But
please don't send me to Alcatraz.
Yeah, please don't send me to Alcatraz.
But then our fucking plane got cancelled.
Oh, my God. That was so fucked. Yeah, we spoke up about how good our New Zealand was the other day, and we aren't exactly ripping on them here.
No.
But it was just unfortunate we didn't receive an email to say that our connecting flight, the most important flight from Auckland to Brisbane, got cancelled.
Yep.
We only found that out because we were trying to check in for another flight.
Very early as well because we were trying to book seats with our mate.
Because we're trying to fucking not be near anyone.
Yeah. I was next to the weirdest cunt on the way home too.
Oh, you were. He was an absolute creature.
Yeah.
But it was just so frustrating. So, like, get to the airport and we got there at 3 o'clock. Our flight was at 7:45.
So PM this is, yeah.
Yeah, and then discovered that couldn't check in until 3:45. So that was already kind of shit.
Yep.
And then, we go to check in and we're like, hey, are we able to swap all this shit around? And old mate's like, yeah, you should be able to. You just got to check in and then go call them up when you're at the gate.
Yeah. So basically our flight flew into Auckland and we had a 2 hour wait and then a flight to Brisbane. But the flight to Brisbane got cancelled and rescheduled for about 24 hours later. So we were like, fuck, is there any earlier flights or can we fly to the Gold Coast instead and make our own way? And the guy's like, yeah, just check in here. I can't do anything. And then when you get through security and everything.
He didn't want a bar of us.
Nah, he did
didn't
not.
Want a
he
bar
He handled
of
us hard.
And we were the first fucking customers of the Literally. Day, basically. Like it
as
have,
they opened it up.
It wouldn't have been anything difficult.
Nah. It wasn't. We sorted it in fucking not
in
long
no
at all.
Time.
Yeah.
So we go through, have a nice, last, delicious American meal.
Yep. $170 Australian
yeah,
or something
bullshit. Fucked. And then I call up. They're like, oh, nah. Like,
can't do that.
You can't do
You've
that.
You've already checked in.
Yeah. I was like, so what? We have to go. She's like, I'd have to check, like uncheck you. So then you'd have to go back out and then back in. I was like,
bag's already on the plane.
Bag's already on the plane. So I was like, fuck. So like, he's just told us the complete wrong information, love. And you're like, yeah.
Yep.
I was like, well, fuck Sick. Yeah. So now I was like, we're just going to fucking have to
leg it,
haul it when we get to Auckland. Because I'm not spending 24 hours in fucking Auckland when it's raining.
And like, just
no disrespect for any of our Kiwi brothers and sisters.
Extra context on that. Obviously, massive time away in terms of drinking piss, wanting to get home so badly, throwing a 13-hour flight. And then you said, oh, let's do 24 hours in Auckland. But also, this is 6:30 in the morning. So we wouldn't have been able to check into our hotel till at least 2 p.m., maybe 4.
Yeah.
We wanted to watch the footy that night, which was on at 10 o'clock local time. And then the flight the next day was 6:30. So would have had to be back at the airport at 3:30.
Yeah.
So check in at 2, watch the footy at 10, back at the airport at 3:30. What's the point?
So fucked. So I was slightly pissed off, but it is what it is. Got on the flight and I got the aisle seat this time, which was lovely.
We were in the middle of like a four on the way over and it was so shit.
Fucked. But the bloke Das was next to was one of the oddest characters I've ever seen. Yeah. The bloke would go up to go to the toilet and then he'd go missing for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, and he had a huge bag of medication. Oh. Did you notice that? He said to me before the flight took off, he's like, if you fall asleep, would you like me just to climb over you? And I was like,
no.
One, can't. No. Two, good luck getting over this cunt. Yeah.
Fucking hope.
But yeah, he kept putting his feet up on me and shit. It was not great.
Yeah.
But at least he was small.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. We got a bit more
room.
A little bit more room.
Clutzy got asked if he wanted a second meal 3 times.
Yeah. She kept trying singled to offload food to me. Which
are
was,
you sure you don't want more?
Yeah, I was like, no, it's all good, my bro. But I appreciated the them asking the question.
And the food was good.
It was fucking great.
Yeah.
The only thing, Dar said he looked over at one point and he was wondering why I wasn't eating. And I was literally just like perched up like this. Holding my drink like that and doing this.
Like T-Rex arms.
Yeah. And then he realised there was one lady who had a...
quite a bosom.
Yeah, a bit of a dump truck on her. And and I tell you what, it kept fucking smacking me for 13 hours. Eh? She's walking up and down delivering
one of
meals.
One of the hostess girls.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, there wasn't much room when she was in the aisle.
She said excuse me for the first couple of hours and then after that it was just like beep, beep, up we go, boom. Get out of the way, fucker. If your arm's in the way, it's gone.
Too bad, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, which was sort of fucked. But oh, well. These things happen. So,
yeah. We ended up landing in Auckland and making our way to the desk and they put us on the Gold Coast flight. Relatively stress-free there,
yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
Which is good.
And then we had the boat before us that was trying to organise stuff was fucking blowing up. I was like... Dude, you missed your flight, you fucked up.
I half reckon when you blow up, they just go, fuck this guy, we're not going to help him. Whereas if you're like us, like, hey, this happened, they're like, yeah, sweet, we can just easily
And the
do
dude
that.
Who just dealt with that fuck, he's like, you didn't get an email. Like, yeah, mate, like, it sucks, but we're just seeing if we can go to the Gold Coast. He's like, I'll investigate, but you can definitely go there. Like,
yeah. Fuck yeah. Get us home, bro.
So that was lovely. Got into a heated discussion in our group chat about getting an Uber or a train back from the Gold Coast to Brisbane.
It's going to cost $360 To Uber,
which is just fucked. So what's the point when you save 7 minutes?
Yeah.
So we literally got through customs and shit, tried to get on the bus, but shout out to TransLink.
No, not TransLink.
Well, not Gold Coast.
Yeah, that was the problem. If it was TransLink, we would have been right.
Oh, true.
Because you need a fuck. You can use your credit card.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Gold Coast fucking council.
Yeah.
That's them. Pricks. And there just happened to be... 3 or 4 transport officers there all going to check shit.
So we couldn't get on because the bus was leaving. The guy's like, oh, you can just go inside to the convenience store and buy a card.
Yeah, it's not very convenient when the fucking bus leaves.
He's like, it's an inconvenience store card.
So
Then we sat on the train for fucking an hour and a half.
Yeah, but great train ride.
Great train ride.
Cost me $5.28.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Which
value.
Is great.
It's the fact that you have a student concession card still at the age of 29. When's the last time you're at uni? Also, how do you have that?
So I've had the same TransLink card.
Block your ears.
I've had the same TransLink card for a very long time.
Yeah.
And when I was at uni, I just applied to get it. Like it's an adult card.
Yeah, but I thought you had to give him your student number.
So did I. Unless I'm still fucking signed up to a uni somewhere.
Yeah, because you definitely got it. Because mine definitely costs $11. So,
yeah,
like
so
yours,
mine
yeah, yours is definitely concession.
But mine's just stuck like that for years. I registered it and student everything.
At heart.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, I pay my taxes, man.
As stated previously.
10 minutes ago. I feel like for the limited times that I do use public transport and for how much I've gloated about how good public transport is in the Brisbane CBD area.
Yeah, well, this is not a paid ad for TransLink and they're getting their money's worth. So
fucking oath they are.
You deserve your concession card.
I love getting on the trains. Shit. So it worked out well for me.
I love getting on the trains and shit. Yeah. One of my great pastimes. Choo-choo.
Toot-toot.
But yeah.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, so got back and tell you what, when you've been traveling for 30 hours and sitting down,
yeah,
God, do you get a smelly cock.
Oh, yeah.
Holy especially fuck. You. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I stank when I got home.
The best thing that I did that whole trip was have a shower at Ashgrove when I got back.
Yeah, me too. Not at Ashgrove.
That was the best fucking shower I've had in a long time.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it so much. I'll wash my hair and everything. It was delightful.
It was fucking awesome. Great water pressure.
Great temperature.
Yeah. It was just like hollow.
That and taking a shit in your own house.
Yeah.
Can't be fucking beaten, bro.
I think, dude, I got back and I was proper constipated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not fucking surprised the amount of fucking gas you let out over there. Can't have to come to stop at some point.
Yeah. If I had Oyo coladas, I might have been okay. It might have kept me wide open with the whipped cream.
Yeah, maybe that's what you need in your diet. You're missing it.
Yeah, and then I won't be blocked up.
Wide open.
Gun. Yeah. Yeah. So let's just say pooing hasn't been the best pleasure recently.
How's your sleeping been? Mine's been so good.
Mine's been fucked because I've been crook.
Yeah.
So every time I lay down on my chest, I just get a tickle in it and I'll just go through coughing fits.
Yeah, beautiful.
Which is really nice.
It's just what you want, yeah.
But I have been using those little sleeping tablets I got for the way back, which has knocked me out the last two nights.
Yeah, beautiful.
But as you were saying then, it was good to have a shower, good to have a shit at home, all that. Things I'm thankful for that we have over here is a lack of a tipping system.
Oh, fucking oath.
Now,
mate. The
thing is, the service over there, I would say, is better.
Yeah.
But
on the whole, it is better.
Yeah, on the whole, the service is better. But does it warrant a 15 to 18% increase in what I'm paying?
Put it this way, would you rather not pay the 15 to 18% and have Australian levels of service?
Fucking
or pay
oath.
It and yeah, exactly.
Because it's still great levels of service.
Exactly right.
It's just fucked.
I don't need you to fucking get a new napkin for me every 3 seconds and like ask me 100 times if I, you know, like grilled got it sorted. No tipping.
Yeah.
Just fucking turn the stick just over.
Exactly.
I'd almost pay 15% extra for that.
Yeah.
Just don't talk to me.
Kid. Don't fucking talk to me.
Yeah.
But very, very grateful that we got that. Also,
Vegemite on toast. I went back-to-back meals the other day with Vegemite on toast.
Nice.
Dinner and then brekkie. Mrs. is like, are you sweet? I was like, yeah. Like,
do you know what I was keen for?
Last time. What?
Fucking vegetables.
Yeah.
Like salad and tomato.
Yeah, dude.
Just
fucking. I had a candied walnut and apple salad on the weekend.
Oh.
Insane.
Wow.
So good.
That does sound awesome.
Yeah.
Now, over there, we were having this discussion, the reason why I was so keen on salad. You order a fucking, it's not a chicken burger, it's a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
So fucking, you get one of those and it's usually either fried chicken, mayo, and cheese.
Yep.
Or fried chicken, mayo, cheese, bacon and pickles.
Yep.
No lettuce, no tomato. Most of the time, no onion.
Yep.
It's just nothing on it.
I love a nice crunchy fresh bit of iceberg on a burger as well.
You know, I think the best burger I had over there, I reckon, was the Chick-fil-A Deluxe.
Yeah, that was good.
Because it had all the lettuce and tomato and everything, and the chicken was fucking awesome.
That was really good.
Why can't you do that on the rest of the burgers?
The more I think about the food, the less I'm surprised that you were constipated.
Yeah, it's fucked.
It's so fucked.
It's so fucked over there.
Yeah, it is.
Got proper clogged up. The only thing I think that was my saving grace while over there was the amount of piss I consumed.
Yeah. Because see, now that you're off the piss, clogged.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm just fucking clogged. So there is only one way to fix that, and it's not through medication.
Well, medication
it is a type
sorts.
Of medication.
Yeah, we'll see you Thursday.
Yeah, so also, the temperature and the weather over here is just so much fucking better.
I didn't mind the temp over there.
Yeah, I'd just be like the weather in general.
Yeah,
like
the weather in general.
Brisbane weather
better.
Is unbeaten.
Yeah.
But
my own bet as well. You can't go past that.
Can't go past bet. Oh, particularly Jonesy. Poor old Jonesy was in this fucking Chinese hotel.
Yeah, with like a fucking
and literally,
rock hard
it
bed.
Was like he was sleeping on pallets.
The places we stayed had pretty good beds. To
yeah,
be fair.
Yeah.
Everywhere we stayed,
I was quite happy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just very grateful to be fucking spectacular
coffee,
time
dude,
over
as well.
There.
Coffee?
Oh, dude, coffee.
Oh.
I don't think I've had a proper coffee since I've been back, except for my iced latte from...
Dude, I got... From the first markets. Day we got back, I went to my local Fox Coffee. Shout out. It's fucking unbeatable.
Yep.
Ham and cheese croissant. 8 ounce flat white. Two shots, thank you. The usual. Finished my croissant... finished my coffee before the croissant was done. That's how beautiful. And I actually ordered another one. Like, drank it while I was waiting for the croissant. I was like, that was so fucking good.
Coffee culture over here is just so good.
So good.
But I saw there's a bloke, he listens. Shout out to Rushy. I saw he was at Kenilworth Bakery on the weekend.
Yep.
They did a coffee that they serve inside
a
like
donut
a
or something?
Donut or something.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's wild.
Is that not fucked?
Dude, this is random as. I keep forgetting to tell you this. I went on the way home from the gym yesterday to Good Chats Coffee on Hamilton Roadie Road.
Yeah.
Maybe. Bloke, fan of the pod, was like, come in, I'll shout out you guys coffee if you give us a shout out. So consider this
good
shout
chats.
Out, bro.
Which one's Good Chats? Is that where we've been going?
Nah.
Occasionally? No.
Nah. Further up.
Yeah,
like, you know where you would turn left to go to my place?
Yeah.
On that corner there.
Oh,
yeah, pretty
cool.
Much, yeah. You know that real steep driveway?
Yeah.
Yeah, just near
oh,
there.
Oh, fuck yeah. Shout out. Hey, no, I have driven past that a few times. Yeah. Shout out to Good Chats.
Yeah. Great coffee shop.
We'll have to go there next week.
We'll
after
have to
gym.
Go there. That's probably America, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Shout out to the land of the free.
Yep. Do you reckon you want to go back to Vegas?
I'd do Vegas again. Fuck yeah.
I was talking to Lukey about it and I was like, I need some time, but I want to go back.
I think, but there's so many, everyone says a couple of days will do it. But the thing is, we literally stayed on the strip. We didn't get down to Fremont.
Yeah.
We didn't get out to the NASCAR track, which I think would be fucking insane just to go look at. Grand Canyon.
I reckon we needed to do more activities if we go back. Top golf, shooting, that sort of shit.
We only had a couple of days to do
really?
Stuff.
Really?
So.
Yeah, really we only had a couple of days. We got there late Thursday night.
Yeah.
And then Saturday was the game.
Yeah.
And then Sunday was a write-off. So really it was only Friday that we could have done
stuff.
Something.
Yeah.
And we did go to RL Grime. So.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm keen to go back.
Just not for a little while.
Not for a little bit, but yeah, maybe save up a lot of money so that we can get ready for the next exchange, right?
Yeah.
But maybe, it'd be fucking sick.
Maybe try and get a few more sponsorship deals so we don't have to fly cattle class.
Yeah, fucking.
I suppose before we round out the segment, a little quick shout out. If you're in Sydney, we will be, and you're listening to this, we're going to the No Limit card to watch Isaac the Head Splitter Hardman fight tonight, if you're listening to this, in the Gong. And then we'll be around on Thursday. I think we're going on a little boat party.
Yes.
With Budgie Smuggler.
Yes, it sounds like
and then flying home Friday. So if you're from Sydney, keep an eye out. We'll be in and around your parts.
Yep. In and around you.
All right. The other day, Klutzy and I were on the phone to someone who we do a bit of work with, and he was telling us a story about someone in his family. And he thought it was super, super weird, this story. And Klutzy and I were both like,
that seems pretty
normal. So. Yeah. Basically, what we're trying to figure out, we thought we'd bring in a bit of a new segment which can roll through to future weeks. We want to figure out, am I the weird cunt?
Yeah. Now, this man we were chatting to, and it was either someone in his family or like a family friend, it came up about when you take a shit,
yep.
Some people have the shirt off.
Rip the shirt off.
And they're at home in the bathroom.
I don't think that's weird at all.
I don't think it's weird at all, particularly up here in fucking Queensland.
Yeah, not that I do it every time.
No.
But like, I sometimes even get the full kit off. Yeah. Obviously, no pants.
He's like, oh, what? You wouldn't be there nude on the toilet. And I was like,
absolutely,
fuck yeah. What if I'm going to have a shower afterwards?
Yeah, what if you're hungover as fuck and you've only got footy shorts on?
Yeah. Boom. You
I shit naked all the time.
Yeah, there's nothing
I'm the same
wrong
as you.
It.
I get home from like doing gym or a run or something.
Yeah.
Take my sweaty clothes off.
Boom.
You don't want to have
boom.
A shower and then do a shit.
Nah.
Not that you're not cleaning yourself up when you do a shit, but like obviously you're more
it's
clean.
It's just a bit annoying.
Yeah.
You've already put in the hard effort of the cleaning. So why don't we just get extra clean?
And as you said, in Queensland, can get fucking hot in the toilet.
Yeah, so I think our mate Fitzy needs to fucking pull his head out of his
ass. Take his shirt off.
Yeah, and get the reg out.
Yep.
While shitting in the privacy of your own bathroom.
So if you're listening to this, we need you to let us know. If it, yeah. It can't be weird. It's freeing.
I think the only time it could be weird is imagine you're in a public place or like you're at the office and you just fucking
yeah.
take your shirt
off. If you have
off.
A button-up shirt on, it might get a bit yeah. weird. Like yeah. a fair bit of admin.
Yeah, exactly.
But if it's something you can just pull off,
yeah.
why not? I think even if you're in a public place, I suppose if you get caught, it would kind of be weird.
So like imagine like, if you're in the office and you just take your shirt off and you're sitting there.
like
I know no one can see, but it's yeah. still like I'd just be like
pretty uncomfortable.
I'm shirtless.
Actually,
in the
I'd
office
be
toilet.
Very comfortable. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It'd be so fucking.
It's interesting
funny.
That it's different between the office and the home, isn't it?
Yeah, I think because
someone
the,
else's home is that weird. Like if I came to your place and shit without a shirt on,
oh, I wouldn't care.
yeah, you wouldn't care, but there might be other people who might think it's a bit fucking odd.
Yeah, that is slightly weird.
But see, is it? Is
well,
it
I think getting your kid off at your friend's place if you're not going for it. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. I just think if you, like, certain scenarios, like, let's say you're, I don't think it'd be weird if you're going to have a shower afterwards.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to be nude regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you just go into shit and then you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to get nude in Clutzy's house. It might be a bit odd.
That would be a bit odd.
That's the only way I'm looking at it.
The thing I'm thinking about is though, we've covered off a number of times on this podcast about how much we love shitting.
Yeah.
The feeling, the comfort, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Why not make yourself more comfortable, more free?
Yeah, exactly. No, there you go. You've sold me.
Sold.
Yep.
So let us know. Are we the weird cunts? Surely people fucking shit without their shirt on.
Yeah. Surely.
The other one I wanted to bring up to the jury, and I don't actually know, I feel like I might be the weird cunt here, and I also don't know if you're even guilty of this, but something I noticed when we were traveling together, you use your Manscaped shaver on your face.
Yeah.
Do you also shave your balls with it?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Because I'm first thought, I was like, that's fucked.
Nah.
To do both.
Also, I don't think it'd be that bad.
Yeah, you don't reckon? Well, because that's-
Because you're cleaning it out.
My first thought was, that's fucked. And then I'm like, maybe it's not. Like, why would it be fucked?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe I'm the weird kind who thinks it's weird for
See,
doing
I
it.
Think like I know, what do they advertise it as? Like the fucking lawnmower or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just don't understand why you get a shaver that you wouldn't use on your face.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'd also be so fucked if you bought one for your balls and one for your face.
I don't have enough facial hair to use like a yeah. electric
so that's
one.
That's why I use it every couple of days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the old facial region.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I do see where you're coming from.
My first thought was, why the fuck is Cussie shaving his fucking pubes in the bathroom? And then you came out with a shaved face. I was like, oh, thank God for that. And then I was like, fuck, did this cunt just use the same thing he shaves his nuts with on his face?
No,
and then
I was like,
is that even weird?
I don't even think it'd be that weird.
Yeah.
Because
like,
it comes with a little brush and shit to
clean
it out
and
stuff.
And you like rinse it and shit.
You can rinse it.
No different from going to the barber and like them using it on your head and my, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like what? Surely it's less gross to use your own pube shaver than someone else's head shaver.
Unless you got some fucking issues downstairs.
Yeah, that's true. Then you'd be a sicko.
Then you'd be a fucking freak.
Yeah. fucking pube crabs in your moustache.
Oh, dude, that'd be so fucked.
But yeah, let us know. If you're a sicko out there who shits without a shirt on and also who uses the same trimmer to trim their ball hair.
I don't think the trimmer's as bad as what we think.
No. I also don't think shitting with your shirt on is that bad either.
No, fuck
but her. Still.
I think Fitzy's fucked.
Yeah. Let us know if we're going crazy or if it's quite normal.
Yep.
All right. We're bringing back the streaming wars. We kicked it off a few weeks ago. Obviously not going to be a weekly occurrence as a segment. We've had a few guests on since then, so we haven't had a chance to run it back. But for people who are out of the loop, we've basically put the last ever BBB Baggy Green on offer for the person with the greatest stream of 2024. And by stream, we do mean piss stream.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with like a streaming service. Clutzy, I was actually thinking about this today. How do you want to do this? Because for week one, we did listen to three and we ranked them 1 through 3.
Yeah.
Do we want to listen to, my thinking is we take a selection each week we do this, a couple of good ones, pick a winner out of that week and then see where we want to slot that in on the leaderboard, right? Because like say you finish third for the week.
Yeah.
You're obviously not going to be higher than fucking third on the overall leaderboard. So what's really the point? Yeah, what we're trying to do is look at this week's best one.
Maybe the first week was a good basis to have three. And then now we just slot
build out from there.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I've got three here. Two here, which we can put forward to the leaderboard. But what I've also got is the Ford Falcon Fuckwits Piss, which took it out. It's currently sitting at number one. So I thought I could play that as a bit of a refresher just to remind us of what we're dealing with.
G'day, guys. It's the fucking Ford Falcon Fuckwit. I'm at the Coolangatta Hotel. I'm just going to... I've had to stop halfway through this piss so I can start recording it because I forgot. Have a good listen to this one, fellas. Fucking pissing like a racehorse all day. Much like myself, there ain't much to it, but fucking got the job done. Holy fuck, I'm getting heart palpitations from that. Jesus. Ford Falcon forever. Commodore never. You fucked.
Now, from memory, he was awarded points for the fact that he was able to stop his piss and get it going again.
Yep.
I also liked the fact it sounded like he was in public, like in a bar or something.
Yeah.
And you can just tell that piss had a nice head of foam
on
top of it. Like, that would have been fucking bright orange, that piss, for sure.
Yeah, it would have been. It wouldn't have looked out of place in a schooner glass.
Absolutely not. So that's what we're dealing with as number one. Clutty, I've got two contenders to bring forward to you this week.
Yeah.
This is the first one. Now, may not be the longest, but I got quite a bit of enjoyment out of this piss.
Okay.
Fellas, this is my nomination for the Streaming Wars. Cheers. Capalabar Coochie Liquor.
Oh, nearly lost points for
Caleb the Capalabar Coochie Liquor.
Yeah, nearly lost points for not having a nickname, but he got it in there at the end. What I do like about that one, that's just sheer power.
Yep.
You can tell he's fucking straining because that fart at the start.
The fart at the start, that's a good one.
And he got rid of his piss dribble. You can hear he obviously finished his piss. There's nothing worse than when you tuck your dick back in and you piss all over your leg. He's made sure he's got rid of that.
Yep.
But that's just sheer velocity.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I'll take you on a slightly different journey. Let's see what you think about this one.
G'day, lads. It's Harry. I'm just knocked off, so I thought it's only fair that I hit you with the knockoff piss. I do rate myself a little bit, not to sound cocky, but yeah, buckle up. I think we're in for a good one here.
Holy fuck!
Fuck, this feels good. I'm surprising myself right now, too. I do take big pisses.
Holy fuck. Imagine the length of the hose.
Now, he's been cut off there, and he does have a follow-up.
Holy fuck, he's been cut off.
He's been cut off by the timer on the speak part. So here's his follow-up.
Boys, I'm fucking spewing. It's only got a minute and a half cap on this thing. It cut me off. I honestly think I went for another 20 seconds, had a good second win, so I'm pretty disappointed that I couldn't show off the whole fucking stream, but I know I'm going to get a lot of questions asked, and, you know, it's a fucking long piss, so if yous aren't fully fucking convinced, I'm more than happy to send through a video of my next knockoff piss. But yeah, I work in the NT and it's fucking hot up here. So a lot of water goes through me during the day. So, and I've got a pretty big bladder, obviously. So fucking, nah, let me know. Spewing, I couldn't get the last little bit in there for yous, but it was a long one. Cheers.
Holy fuck.
That's impressive piss.
That is one of the most impressive pisses I've ever heard.
I'm not too worried about the size of the bladder. I want to know about the size of the cock.
Yeah, no, it must be a big hose.
Maybe it's a micro dick because it's got further to travel. So, you know what I mean? It possibly, sounds longer.
Possibly. I don't question the integrity of him, but I would like a video regardless.
Yeah.
definitely don't question the integrity of the man, but yes.
Where's that placing? Is that?
I think that's number one.
Yep.
I think
it is too.
The commentary as well.
Yeah, commentary as well.
And it was solid.
As we said, does like obviously length of piss does matter, but it's not the be all end all.
Yeah.
But that was like obscenely long.
That was fucked.
Yeah.
Dude, it outdid a speak pipe. Like that's so fucked.
Yeah, that's long.
It's almost 2 minutes of piss.
So Harry's got the top spot.
I think Harry's got number one.
Did we want to include the first one in the top three maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Bit of power.
Yeah.
Put it at third?
Yeah, let's put it at third.
Or fourth.
Fourth. Yeah, fourth. Yeah, okay, yeah. Let's go fourth.
I'm at third, like before Harry. Okay, so the leaderboard's been updated. Congratulations, Harry. Currently on top.
Fuck, that was good.
That's probably all we got time for.
Yep. Appreciate that. Keep getting your pisses in. That was one of the all-time pisses.
Yep. You know what I think we need? What? We need someone like on a night out, like maggot in a fucking pub surrounded by the cunts, like in the background, farts, that sort of shit. I reckon that's what something like that is what you're going to need to fucking, you know, to jag that. Because that's a long piss.
That's a long piss. And it's a solid stream.
Yep.
Commentary was there. It was a good journey.
Yeah.
We went on a good journey.
The only other place he lacked was the nickname. Obviously told us his name.
Yeah.
But could have had a funnier nickname.
Yeah.
So maybe you could get him on a few extra points there.
Possibly.
But I quite like it.
There was one I did in San Fran, I think it was, where I really wish that I had, it was like the first day.
Yeah.
The morning after, I really wish that I had recorded filmed, it.
Yeah.
Because holy fuck.
Big piss.
It just kept going and going. And there was one or two farts in with it as well.
That's what we want to hear.
If I can recreate that in Sydney, I will be filming.
Stay tuned.
It.
Stay tuned.
It'll be fucking awesome.
Another quick shout out. Make sure you join our Facebook group, BBB Frothies. Greatest group of all time.
Yep.
I feel like we always forget to talk about that. So
fucking oath.
Get in there.
Had a few big additions recently.
Huge additions.
If you want to find out more about Danny Vegas, go in and have a look at Scotty Bellotti's post because he's put together a few videos of one of the scattest men that you'll ever see grace this great earth.
Yep. Some great fucking BBB memes floating around in the Facebook group as well, so get around it. But we'll see you tomorrow. The return of Jack Cronin on the Sports Show. It's what we've all been waiting for.
Fucking odd.
Get excited. Bye for now.
Bye. The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutzy and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the Frothies as well. Why not? Like they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK, okay. Which stands for Boost Week.
Basically. Ooh, lovely.
BBB Boost Week. So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.